General Electric has announced it's chosen the site for its new world headquarters as it moves to Boston. It's a 2.5-acre site near South Station that was once owned by Gillette and was also once home to the New England Confectionery Company. GE Chief Executive Jeffrey Immelt outlined the plans during a welcoming luncheon in Boston yesterday. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was there.
The luncheon at the upscale Rose Harbor Hotel Wharf Room was jammed with a who's who of the city and state's business, government, and civic leaders.
Hi, guy, how are you?
Literally rubbing elbows, slapping backs, and exchanging greetings. Warren Zola is head of the Boston College Chief Executive Club, which hosted the event, welcoming GE's chief exec to the city.
Let's just take a moment to look around and note the phenomenal turnout today.
Auto dealer Herb Chambers was there, so was Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and Paul Grogan, the president of the Boston Foundation. Warren Zola thanked Governor Charlie Baker and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh for coming too.
When you notice who's here, it's clear that our city recognizes the importance of one company's relocation and how it will impact the global reputation of Boston's business community.
GE's revenues last year were $117 billion. A third of 1 million GE employees work in 180 countries. And in his 15 years as CEO, Jeffrey Immelt has transformed the company, selling off its finance, broadcast, and plastics divisions to focus on, quote, the merger of data and physics. While it was largely an old boys network that had gathered to meet Immelt, his message to the audience was, get ready for change.
It's really about the future. It's about who's willing to fight for 5 or 10 years from now versus protecting the past. And that's true for companies and it's true for governments.
Immelt credited the state's Republican governor and Boston's Democratic mayor for working together to bring GE to the city. 800 workers will relocate to the new global headquarters in the high-tech Seaport District on the Fort Point Channel across from the site of the Boston Tea Party. Immelt called the move a long-term investment based on Boston's astonishing startup spirit and university scholarship.
This move for GE is all about the next 40 years. What do we want the company to look like? How do we want the company to be challenged? I want people that are down in the Seaport, I want them to be completely paranoid about the world that they're in, about are we moving fast enough? What can we do better? Who's smarter than we are? And I want to be in this sea of ideas so that paranoia reigns supreme inside the company, right?
Fairfield, Connecticut's loss is Boston's gain. Fairfield, which had been GE's headquarters for 42 years, planned to raise corporate taxes. Boston offered GE $25 million in property tax breaks, and Massachusetts added upwards of $120 million more in incentives. Immelt says it was money well spent.
For any dollar that you think was invested in GE being here, and there are a lot of places we could have gone other than here, you will get back 1,000-fold. Take my word for it. Just trust me on that. Okay?
Immelt promises more details on GE's vision as a corporate citizen of Boston and how much it will contribute to the city's charitable organizations at a company event early next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.